This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Fritz out this week, again, due to paternity leave, has blocked me on Twitter. Unbelievable. I thought he just unfollowed, which was just as disrespectful.
Yeah.
But he's blocked me. But we do top five at five anyway, because anyone's replaceable. We do it with Buzz. Let's go.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five. With Dan Wilson.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So as I said before the break, we have a lot of bits here at WIP. Now, I want to clarify. These are not on-air bits. I mean, some of them get discussed on-air, but they're not like segments. These are things that get discussed in the hallways here at the station and sometimes leak out onto the air that need to be addressed, because there's one going right now that's really, really strong and has recently worked its way into this list. So we'll get to that in just a second. At number five, one of the all-time bits here at the station over the last couple of years, it's just John Johnson's entire overnight show, most notably The Snack, The Voice.
Yeah, his whole thing is a bit.
His whole show is a bit. I mean, this guy did Snack of the night the Eagles won the Super Bowl. He ate a piece of cake to celebrate. And the noises, I mean.
Yeah.
Is this guy even
real? Well, the thing is, if he's, if you think about. Stop doing that. Yeah.
Why is he? What is it with the noises?
The thing is with John.
Here's what I was, lucky this is radio.
Yeah. What I'm is like Big Daddy Graham, his whole show used to be a whole bit, too. You know, Big Daddy Graham had little segments. Big Daddy Graham, like when I would come in for my 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. air shift, and Big Daddy would walk in at 1:45. Or 1:50.
Yeah.
Big Daddy would keep you there until his first commercial break at 2:15.
Yep.
Just to kill a segment. Now he would like talking to you.
Yeah.
But his whole thing
was, you knew that's what it was.
Yes.
Took me like three times to figure out that's what he was doing.
Yes. He was just killing.
You were working
time.
For free?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Spike knows. You're ready to get out of here at 2 o'clock, brother. Yeah. 1:53, you're ready to get the hell out of here.
It's time to go home. Yeah. So I
Big Daddy wants to talk.
I think John Johnson is like is truly becoming an overnight guy because the whole show is just full of bits, like
Wait,
Big Daddy's.
Here's the other thing. You talk to him off the air, just kind of sounds normal. On the air, he turns on the voice. Ooh.
Well, well, well.
Ooh. Yeah. It's time for the snack of the night. Like, who told him to do that?
He's just making everything
longer. Why did he turn it on? Like, why did he turn that voice on only when the mic goes on?
Dude, this is a guy who is sick of producing John Johnson.
I haven't even done it in a while.
Okay. Well, we can tell the scars there.
And why does he always? All right. That's
all
number
five. At number four, I don't know if it's been discussed enough, just what a Super Bowl run it was for James Seltzer. Seltzer's always a pretty happy, high-pitched kind
of
guy.
Yeah, I've had enough of this.
Did you hear the Go Birds the night they won the Super Bowl?
No, I wouldn't listen.
Okay. This was the 30 seconds of the open. Now, picture this. Elliot is sitting in the press box in the Superdome. And meanwhile, James is at home on Zoom. And this is the first 30 seconds of James reacting to them winning the Super Bowl.
It's the Go Birds podcast presented by Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app. It's the Super Bowl champion podcast. I got Zoe here ready to roll. We are the freaking champions, dude. We did it. We won the Super Bowl. We whooped their asses. We whooped the Chiefs' asses. Elliot Shore Parks, let's go, buddy. I'm so happy. I'm so happy for all of us.
He then went on the tweet, the parade was like the best day of his entire life.
Oh, yeah. He said it was the best week of his life. By the way, he's married.
Has a baby.
And has a child. And this is the best day of his life and the best week of his life. I love James. I do, too.
Well, we all do.
Yes. I just want to... But
he dials it up to another
it's
level.
It's out of control, man. I get it. You like the Eagles. Like, this doesn't have to be the best day of your life. They just won the Super Bowl 7 years ago. Was that the best day of your life, too?
It was.
The best part is, what you can't hear in the clip, obviously, is Elliot, if you can go back and watch the opening, because they do it on video, too, Elliot, like, can't even look at him. Like, he's actually uncomfortable hearing James react that way.
It's just too much. It's too much.
Yeah, he's happy, man. He's a happy guy.
I don't care. We won the Super Bowl. It's like, all right, buddy.
Just the best of the greatest.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. All right.
All right. At number three, it's pretty much just Moshe's existence. I mean, this is an oldie but goodie.
Yeah.
But, you know, Super Bowl week, you know, between the game, watch parties, the parade planning, a lot of conversations happening here in the hallways of WIP. A lot of eavesdropping last week. A lot of wandering and waddling it over to the desk. A lot more food drops for him to work his way in on. This Super Bowl run was like peak Moshe.
Again, this is what Dan is annoyed by personally.
These are my favorites.
Well, yeah. The thing about Moshe is, I don't know if what James is doing is partially like a bit, if it's
like
on
air performative, yeah.
Moshe is Moshe.
He's just off air. This is for no one's benefit.
Yes. Moshe is always, he has a little bit, you know, OG Wade's Justin, how you always just turn around and like, oh, there's Justin.
He sneaks up on you.
Moshe has a Justin.
He's like the Seidler from Seinfeld, for anyone who gets that reference, yeah.
I was surprised we had free pretzels and mustard in the green room yesterday. I was surprised
he didn't find his way there.
Yeah, I was surprised. Oh, what do we have here?
The best is when you just get like the icebreaker question from all set for Buzz on Broad tomorrow. Like, you don't really need to know whether I'm set for tomorrow or not. You just had nothing else to say.
Well, that's a little, he's got a little turtle to him, too. Turtle was a little.
And he took the same job. I think it's a requirement.
Yeah. Turtle's like, oh, what do you got going on here? It's like, will you get out of here?
Does he need to be in the engineering meeting for Friday's remote? Like, no.
Oh, was Moshe in for that?
Well, not the official meeting, but he wandered over to many conversations that were had last week about it.
I'll give you this. I'll give Moshe this. He is persistent and he gets the job done. So if Moshe needs me to record something, I'll see him. He'll ask me. I'll go, okay, I'll do it. And then I'll see him 50 yards away down the hall. And I'll just be like, Moshe, I got it. I'm going to do it. And then I always forget. I got to do it at home. So, yeah.
Do you have to do it at home?
Yeah. Well, I have a whole studio set up at home for the podcast. So if I forget when I'm here, I can just do it there.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Yeah. Well, I earned it. Bought it with my own money.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, all right.
At number two, it's what I'm coining jolly culture. I feel like
jolly culture.
Like, there are few people who truly understand, like, Jolly's existence and his show and all his little bits. The entire Super Bowl run, like, he would dedicate a full hour of his Saturday night show just to, like, why isn't anybody more mad about Daryl Morey? Here's a sample of that.
Why are we not coming down his throat? Why are we so lenient on Daryl Morey? It drives me insane.
Hold on.
How do we start with that?
Why are we not coming down his throat?
Oh, my God. Okay. All right, that's it. Jeez, man.
Whoa.
What is going on in there? What are y'all doing at night around here? Oh,
holy moly.
I get to follow him every Saturday night now. I do a crossover with him where I read his best tweets of the week.
Yeah.
I'm sort of jealous of Giglio being like having the chance to debate Jolly, because I would love to debate Jolly on something.
By the way,
one
of Giglio and Jolly's most heated debates was last year. So Jason Kelce have a deadline for his retirement.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, and Jolly was like, no way, you can't do that. Chiefs set a deadline for Travis Kelce.
No.
Yeah, they did.
Really?
They absolutely did. They said, like, before free agency, they put out a date. They're like, you got to tell us by then.
Wow.
Wow.
That's a big win for Giglio.
It's a huge win for Giglio.
What? How about the Chiefs?
Do we have Jolly's comment on that yet?
Jolly's not been reached out to for comment. But they got to get back in the ring together.
So, yes.
That just stunned me about that with the Chiefs. I wonder what that's about.
They want to know, I guess.
Well, you know what I would be? I'd be like, well,
it's Travis Kelce.
You know what I'd be like? I'd be like, it would be after, I would ask him.
Yeah.
He would say, I'm thinking about it. I would ask him, he'd say, thinking about it. And then I would go online and see him doing his podcast talking about it. And I'd just be like, the guy has time to do his podcast.
Right.
He doesn't have time to tell us
what he wants to play
yet.
Next year.
Yeah. You know, you got plenty of time to talk. You're not taking time off. You know, I don't know.
So, I mean, I guess they do want to know before free agency starts. They need to know what they're
going to do. But they set a public deadline for it. Yeah.
That's what I'm surprised at. A public deadline.
That is interesting.
And he's not screwing around.
That is interesting.
I wonder if there must be a little bit of stress there.
Right?
There has to be.
Got to be something there.
Yeah. And by the way, next time we have Jolly debate Giglio, Jolly's got to be here. Because
in studio, face to face,
phone, like Giglio can talk over him easier. I want Jolly being able to yell over
Giglio. And he complains about getting talked over on the air too,
which is fair. Which is fair, by the way.
You're not the program director anymore.
I know. I'm just saying, this isn't as PD. This is as a
listener,
a fan of Jolly versus Giglio.
Okay.
I need Jolly. I don't want to be the program director.
By the way, the engineering wing here, huge fans of Jolly versus Giglio. They all huddled around the radio last time just to listen to it.
I need that.
Good stuff.
I need Giglio to call him out tomorrow on the Kelce thing. I need him to call him out.
I'll have to text Joe and let him know.
Yeah, let him know. All right.
But number one, one of the newer bits we have here is Spike's rivalry with Jack on paternity leave, which is just going at it. And it's not just that. But while Jack is on paternity leave, as you mentioned, he's podcasting, he's talking about the Phillies. This guy, all Eagles season long, has to like muster up a smile as they go on the run for a Super Bowl. Then yesterday, he tweets out a photo that Todd Zielecki put out on Instagram of Cole Hamels like showing Andrew Painter how to grip the baseball. And he tweets out, Painter learning the Hamels changeup. You had a good run at MLB. Could you imagine his reaction if someone tweeted something like that for the Eagles?
Imagine James Seltzer is on paternity leave and he tweets something like that about the Eagles.
Jack would lose his mind.
He would interrupt whatever we were talking about on the air to say something about it.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Which is why we are coining a new nickname for him here. It's Real Papa Fritz. That is what he is when
Real
it comes to the
Phillies.
That's what he is when it comes to the Phillies.
Wow, it sounds like you even have a problem with Jack's online activity during paternity leave.
Well, it's not even just the paternity leave stuff. It's the double standard for the football team and the baseball team.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just so stark. You can't even hide it anymore.
I'm noticing Buzz. Buzz has gripes with people around the station.
Well, this whole thing has been his gripes with people around the station. You know, well, he's taking after Jack because Jack's top five is really just comes down to five things that annoy me.
Yeah.
Except that most of Jack's are at Twitter people and Buzz's are about the people in here.
Yeah. No, that's good, though. It's good stuff, Buzz.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Good job, Buzz.
Come a long way, brother.
Thank you. This hour,
Fran back tomorrow, by the way.
Oh, God.
Oh, he is? Oh, yeah. Tomorrow's Thursday.
He's Thursday. I'm back on Friday.
But we got Fran down there Friday, so we don't even get away from Fran from Chickies.
Yeah, so of the four shows this week, we have three Frans.
Yes.
But he's not on air on Friday.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Well, maybe he'll talk into your microphone.
But he can still screw up the speakers, and Ike's going to yell at him.
Yep. Our first Friday back at
First Friday back at Chickies, yeah.
It feels like I haven't been in Chickies in a year. It felt like we were at Chickies every third day for a while there. This hour is brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big winter sale through February. Get 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDER or visit goguida.com. Talking about the Eagles, hire of Kevin Petullo as offensive coordinator. Jeff from Delaware, you're on WIP. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, what's up? Ike, Spike, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
What up, Jeff?
I think it's a good hire. Really, I do. Like, somebody made the analogy, it's like marrying the first person you dated. But I think the Eagles have been dating for the past, like, 5 years. Like, every year we're looking for a new coordinator. They got a pretty good feel about who's out there and who they like and who they don't like. Now, kind of like at the point where we're looking at old hires, like Frank Wright again. Like, we already been there, done that. So I think this is a good one. I think we already have a good idea of what's out there. So at first, so I don't think we need to do the interviews. We got a good feel for what's going on. Mm-hmm. In addition to that, I think it's like we're tired of these one night stands with these guys. Like,
it's a lot of relationships.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Like these coordinators that come around for 1 year, we do good, and then they leave. They go on to another head coaching job. I think this with this hire, Kevin Petullo, I think he's going to be around for like at least another year.
At least a couple of years, yeah.
You would think. I unless they have a great year next year.
I was going to say, I'll tell you what, if he is hired next year, that means they had another great year.
Yes. Let me ask you this, Jeff. What is the negative to talking to other bright offensive minds in the league before you hire Kevin Petullo? Tell me what the negative is.
I don't think there's a negative. Like I said, I think they have a good idea of what's already out there.
Well, but
because they've been interviewing for the past few years. But I agree with you. Like, it is good to even if you can poach good ideas from different people, and I think maybe the best way to do it would have been to interview a few people, and even though they knew they was gonna hire them in the back, in the back of their minds, but mm-hmm. at the same time, just to keep everything flowing, keep everything copacetic with everybody. You know what I mean, just make it easy so we could just focus on the next season, and he could start getting whatever coordinators do before they start the season. He could get on top of that early.
I worry, Jeff, that sometimes when you're successful, you think that like the only way to be successful is the way that you are being successful. Is that like this reeks to me of coming off the Super Bowl and saying, we know what we're doing. It's not, I don't think it's bad to hire Kevin Petullo, and I think he could be a good offensive coordinator. This seems lazy. It seems lazy to me. It seems lazy. To not do your due diligence seems lazy. It seems like, hey, we did great. What the hell else? What could we learn? You know, it seems like I don't feel like doing this. I can't think of a good reason not to talk to other people.
I think they probably evaluated and thought about, all right, they place more value on how we might make Nick feel.
Okay.
They probably place more value on the continuity. When it comes to quarter, like,
yes.
I don't think the offense
yes.
is going to change that much. So they probably put yes. more value in the Jalen might feel about continuity and sticking with a coordinator that's not going to change everything completely. You know, so I think they probably, like I said, I don't think this was a decision they just made at the end of the season. They knew this was coming. They planned for it. They probably did have, little sit-downs with Kevin to see where his mind was at.
Yep.
And after what happened previously with Doug, I think they've been burnt by this whole coach picking the coordinator after a Super Bowl win, and they've been burnt by just randomly promoting somebody from within last year. So I think they have enough experience under their belt that I think this wasn't a decision made lightly.
Yeah, I don't think they made it light. They better be right. they better be right, because if they're not right, I think this is a very easy thing to look back on and say, and here's the other thing, and thank you for the call, Jeff. They better be right in every decision they make. I guess it really doesn't matter. Whatever. Let's put that to the side. What I would say, though, is that if we know the things that we want to see better with the Philadelphia Eagles offense next year.
Mm-hmm.
It's very clear. Mm-hmm. We all want to see a better passing game out of the Eagles next year. Yeah. One, to make them a more effective offense. Two, to get the most out of Jalen Hurts. Three, to not put the same pounding
preserve
on
Saquon. Yeah.
But we all want to know that. If it's not better, this is one thing. You can forget about people blaming Jalen next year, because this is one thing that people will point to and they will say, you didn't even talk to anyone. Because they are setting themselves up and I know they at times that organizations can be sensitive to criticism, and I understand that everybody's doing their best, but this is definitely something that people can point to. And you've given the Jalen lunatics a grenade.
He was great under one guy, not under the next guy. Well, what changed?
Look, you saw the tone that Jalen had when he was talked to about Kevin Petullo. He clearly knows that he has said publicly that this is not his, you know, purview. It is somebody else's job. And then you went and hired somebody without interviewing anyone. That's all I'm saying.
Well, here's the thing with Jalen. As long as he's in support of it from the standpoint of, if this is what the team thinks is best for us moving forward, then I support it.
Okay.
Like, sometimes that's all you have to do as a player is trust that the team is making the right decision and the best decision for the entire team, and you just trust it and let it play itself out. Because when they decided to move on or switch the offensive philosophy up, I'm sure there was some reluctance there from Jalen at that time. But eventually he bought in, and he's a Super Bowl champion and a Super Bowl MVP. So sometimes you just got to trust.
Right.
Right?
You wonder, though. Because when, you know, this is one of the challenges of winning another Super Bowl, is when you win a Super Bowl like this, when you succeed in anything, everybody there thinks they
were the reason.
They were the reason.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's a selfish thing. I think it's just a natural thing to think. Yeah. I think Jalen is, you know,
it's Nick, like being here.
Yes.
You start winning every book, then everybody thinks they're
everybody
the reason why. Everybody thinks they're the
like,
reason
Spike,
why.
Spike, we were number one before you got here.
Or Fritz.
Yeah. So, like, I'm sure Nick is sitting at home and going, look what I did. And Jalen is sitting at home going,
I guarantee you Nick did that.
Yes. And I'm sure Jalen is sitting at home and going, look how we won the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
I got to throw the ball.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Saquon and Howie is sitting at home and going, looking at all of the public praise to how he's a Hall
of
Famer.
Hall of Fame attached to his name.
Blah, 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 blah. He said, look what they couldn't have done it without me. And Vic Fangio is sitting there going, they had the 29th ranked defense and now they have the number one ranked. And everybody thinks that they're the reason.
Yeah.
So when you go into next year, I actually think, you know, everybody thinks this is all happy, everything's going to be great next year. I think there's a lot of interesting storylines going into next year.
Sure.
Because managing this is a lot different than managing the situation this year.
And the hardest thing these guys are going to have to do is manage the noise on the outside.
Yes.
Because it's our job. And I say our job, meaning collectively as a media.
Yeah.
What we do, we picket things. We pick at things until we get what we want. I'm just saying. And so the team has to be able to block that stuff out, man, and just work. Because the media is going to look for stories and things to write and talk about.
We do it for clicks. We do it for clicks. Clicks, clicks. Give me more clicks. Okay, coming up next, we will continue the conversation about Kevin Petullo. Also, Bryce talked a little bit.
Hey, Bryce!
Bryce talked about his position in the lineup.
Okay.
Bryce talked about contract extension.
Oh, God.
We will talk about it next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet, way so far down.
Are you doing this on purpose, Steve? Is TK listening on the stream or something? Why is he...
He doesn't have headphones in there.
Oh. He's doing it without headphones. He was doing it... You got to be able to hear the song.
Yeah. I scrambled last second. I didn't have time to get headphones in here.
You were singing all off time.
Yeah.
You screwed up for everyone.
Yeah, I'm like, I know I hear like an echo or something.
Yeah, I was like, is that TK? I promise awesome tomorrow it'll be
that
better.
Awesome. Oh, that's my bad. That's yeah. my bad. That I take awesome. Full accountability. My fault.
I love. Now I want. I like that you're in on it.
Yeah.
You know that I love that. But you were you're singing a you were singing
like he's on remote somewhere.
Yeah, it's like you're singing yesterday.
Just comes in, asks me to sing 20 seconds. I don't have headphones in here. I had to go acapella or whatever.
He should
that's
know.
That's not acapella.
He should know that 5:30 Creed. He's on at 6. He's going to be asked to sing.
Yeah.
Wait, but he doesn't always join in.
Yeah.
Yeah, he reluctantly was like, fine, I'll do it.
Was joining in every day, then Jack wasn't even putting my mic on in there.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah?
He was only putting your mic on. Oh, really? He was not putting your mic on?
No, he wasn't putting my mic on, so I just stopped singing. That's why I stopped singing.
Wait a minute.
Oh, see, I didn't know that.
Jack was boxing you out of 5:30 Creed?
He was boxing me out.
I tell you, this guy.
We're learning.
Ready with my headphones.
We're learning a lot about Jack. Man. That's unacceptable if you want to participate
in 5:30. He's never going to take off again.
Oh, yeah. This is his last.
He's blocking Tom on the air, blocking Spike on Twitter.
Yep.
You know what? I put this actually on Jack for me not being prepared today.
Yes, that's fine.
I'll go
Yeah, I'll accept that. I'll accept that. That's unbelievable.
Man.
By the way, if you're listening, we'll get it right tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
That was one of the first times we hadn't. It did sound weird, though. I could hear the extra voice.
So it was screwing me up.
I knew it was something, yes.
Yes.
I agree. That's why I was like, that's TK.
It was like, he just sounded far away. It's like, oh, man, now.
I was losing confidence when that was happening. I knew something was way off.
Well, it's like, what is he doing?
Can't hear.
Oh, that's awesome.
Man.
Don't worry, I turned the mics off again so we can isolate that audio of only Tom singing behind.
So, spring training has begun. Everybody's reported. Bryce and Aaron Nola are over their food poisoning, apparently, that they had.
Well, could they tell us which restaurants they ate at?
Yeah, so we know not to. Have Brazier get on that. Yes, I don't want to eat it. Well, Brazier's not going to take us wherever Bryce was eating anyway. I'll have price point definitely too high on
that.
With
the Frenchies? Or?
Well, I think Palm Pavilion is still... out of commission because of the flooding there, which we used to hang out at.
We're going to Frenchie's Wednesday. I already checked the schedule.
Wait, Frenchie's.
The road game.
Oh, so we can go get breakfast.
Yes.
What a night. Wow, really?
Yeah, yes, I already checked it.
Wow, so you're going to make up for it.
Oh, I think I've already made up for it.
Yeah, you made up for it.
Like, yeah, actually going to pay this time? Or
but
what?
I will.
Is Wednesday the first day that we're there?
Second day. So first day, the Yankees are at Bright House. It's not Bright House. It's
Bay Care Ballpark.
Yeah.
Yes.
Bright House is like a decade back.
Hey, man, this is what I remember, yes. So, yes, they got the Yankees that day, and then the next day they are away.
Ah,
so
okay.
We'll be able to.
Yeah, we'll probably do all the interviews on day. My guess is we get the players when we're there on day one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're excited to talk. We're gonna apparently we're gonna talk to Bryce. We're gonna talk to Trey.
Yep.
So that'll be exciting
too. Be able to hear it.
What's that? And well, don't count your chickens. Yeah, hopefully we're able to hear it.
We did two interviews last year that we didn't even play.
Yeah, no, we played them. Sounded horrible.
Oh, okay.
I couldn't hear it.
I thought we'd even play
them. Oh, I was getting all these tweets. We can't hear it. I was like, oh, this is great.
They were playing. No one could hear
it. It was my first day on the show. This is the first day
I ever hosted the show. That's right, because you met us down there. That's
yes,
right.
Yes. First day hosting
that.
The show.
How about that?
Yeah. So Bryce did talk about where he would hit in the lineup if asked, and here's what he had to say.
Obviously, I'm a three-hole hitter, but I have been. But whenever they tell me to hit two or four, I've done that in the past, as you guys know. So I want to win. So I don't care what that takes. You want to start out hot, and you're going to go the ebbs and flows of the season, obviously. But as a team, we just need to understand to just play the game all year long, play it right, play hard, take the ebbs and flows, and get hot at the right time, obviously, by the end of the year. And, I mean, obviously, I want to win the division. That's the first thing, and then get into postseason and stuff like that. But it doesn't matter if you're the best team in baseball or not. You just got to go in there and play the game and do it the right way all the way through.
So what I did like is, he's like, I'll hit wherever they want me to hit, two through four.
Right. So, yeah, we know we ain't going past four, yeah.
Yeah, or we're not going to one.
He doesn't want to do leadoff.
Yeah, and then, and he was like, look, I'm a three-hole hitter, but...
Right.
If I really have to, I'll hit two.
Yeah. Yeah, now, there is the reason to move him up, the thought is that if you put load your best hitters toward the top of the lineup, they're going to get more at-bats as the season goes.
Yeah.
And, you know, it would... theoretically provide him fewer opportunities for RBIs, but it would provide him more protection behind him as well if there's good hitters behind him. But you're going to get more Bryce at-bats the higher he's hitting in the lineup. I would actually consider having him hit leadoff because he's the best hitter you have, but I know he's not going to do that. So
yeah, I just like the idea that they're going to switch up the lineups.
Yes.
You know, I like that idea. Now, I mentioned this with Fritz the other day. How long do they stick with it? When Trey first got here, they tried him as the leadoff guy. It didn't last a very long time.
Well, I hope they're all a little bit on notice this year.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, I hope they're all, like, we have to get out of what is most important to us personally.
I agree.
And win. Or this team, which has had a great run,
mm-hmm.
will be remembered as a team that never got it done.
Yeah. They'll be... how great they were the second half of 2022 and that postseason run. But then you start to remember we blew a 3-2 lead to the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Right, the next year.
The next year.
Yep.
And lost game 7 on our home field. And then we didn't even get out of the first round the next year.
To the Mets. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you start to get remembered for versus what you did in 2022.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and that's
this is where, yeah, this is where they're at now.
This is your the core. This is your legacy. This year is most likely going to tell, because if they fail, then we'll see a number of changes next year.
Right.
We might not see. Look, JT might not be here next year.
Yep.
Real Muto might not be here next year.
The same person.
Yeah. Who was I thinking of? Schwarber.
Schwarber.
Schwarber. I assume that Schwarber will be here, but who knows?
You never know, yeah.
Right? Same person.
Casty.
Ranger Suarez.
Ranger will definitely be gone.
Who knows if he's here? So you, you as a core.
We haven't even talked about Ranger.
Oh, Alec Bohm is on Bomer, one year, you know, so who knows?
Yep. So his whole team could look different. We could be Bryce surrounded by a bunch of young guys.
Yes, you want that, Bryce?
And Trey Thomas. I mean, yeah. Trey Turner.
Yep.
What's the pitcher? Andrew Painter.
Andrew Painter.
I'm just trying to think of some of the young guys. Because that's eventually what the team's going to do. Like, Middleton's not going to keep going out and spending the money the way we wanted him to.
Not on this core.
Right.
Right. It'll be on somebody else.
Yep.
You know?
By the way, quote emerged during the show. Trey Turner was asked if he's gone back and rewatched any of those bad at-bats at the end of last year. Said he hasn't.
So oh, good.
That's great. Not great. Learning from that.
It's yeah. Awesome. So Bryce was also asked about his contract extension.
You've talked about wanting to extend your contract potentially. Is that something you feel like any progress has been made on, and is it still a goal?
I mean, I think that's a question for, you know, Scott and John and Dave. I'm here to play baseball. I'm here to understand that we're trying to win a World Series, and if that gets done, you know, this year or any year, you know, we want to get that done.
That's the answer he needs to give.
Yeah. There was a little, the last one.
At the end.
We want to get that
done. We want to get that done.
Yeah.
You know. Sure. Yeah. But, well, we all know he wants to get it
yeah,
done.
Yeah, but he handled it differently than he handled it last year.
Yeah. And last year was, I want an extension. Oh, like, hold on.
And it was, who was the Boris free agent they wanted him to go after? The pitcher.
Who was it last year?
There was a pitcher.
Yeah.
Because that was a whole
Jordan
thing.
Jordan Montgomery?
No.
No.
He's not, no.
What is his name?
Somebody's going to tweet it to us.
Would it be? Last name, would it be?
I don't remember who it was. There was still a free agent available. A big name free agent pitcher was available. Yeah. It was a Boris Klein.
I think it was the guy who was on the, no, I'm thinking of the wrong guy.
No, Justin is also saying it was, I think it was Montgomery, was like the big free agent last year.
I don't think it was Montgomery.
Belfour?
No, he's a hockey goalie.
You thinking of Blake Snell?
That's who I'm thinking of.
Okay, okay.
It was Blake Snell.
Come on, man.
Yeah. Belfour.
I was close.
Grant Balfour?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Patrick Waugh?
The final check-in of the Twitter.
I said a B in there somewhere.
Yeah,
I knew that.
Closer than I was. Final check-in of the Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Make your special someone feel like a world champion every day with a custom diamond engagement ring from Mark's online at marks-jewelers.com. Do you think the Eagles should have interviewed other candidates for offensive coordinator before hiring Kevin Petullo? 65.1% say yes. And do you like the Kevin Petullo hire for offensive coordinator? 66% say yes. And they've hovered around that same number the entire show. Okay, Andrew, you're on WIP.
What it do, fellas?
What it do?
What it do, Drew?
It feels great waking up a champion. And I'll say that every day until we're not champions anymore.
Well, at least until the season starts. Can you imagine us saying we're still champions when the season starts next year?
Oh, we're going to do it. Until kickoff.
Right. Yeah. I just mean, like, once we're in the season.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
We'll get some of those calls.
Right.
You know, if they lose week one and we're complaining about something, you guys, they just won the Super Bowl.
Just won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you're getting a hang-up right away. I'm going to have a buzzer for you. It's like a shock collar for a dog that the electronic electric fence is going to be like that. Nope, we're not allowed to say that here.
Go ahead, Drew.
I know Ike's part of the Jalen Hurts Championship Club, or at least he could. I know Spike.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm there.
Spike, you know, he's knocking on the door because he really wants to be included. But
know Spike.
Yeah, don't care about being in any clubs. I got news for you.
Starts his own clubs.
Yeah, I'm not well-liked, and I'm fine with it.
Talk to a Fritz is over there, I don't know, drinking his milk again, eating applesauce.
Spitting on his baby.
You might have to have a friend of the show back, maybe some Honest Jack, you know.
I think we're going to have Honest Jack tomorrow. I think I've been contacted by Honest Jack's representatives, and after hearing about the Twitter stuff, Honest Jack, because he cannot tell a lie, feels like he needs to make an appearance on tomorrow's show. Maybe top five from Honest Jack because Fran's in here tomorrow.
Oh, definitely you need one.
Okay, I'll tell him.
So I got two things real quick. I don't get, like, the whole salary cap thing. I projected we'd have about 40 to 50 million. I don't know where Elliott's getting, like, 22, 23.
No, we have between 18 and 21.
We're currently, but with the increase and all the players' contracts going up and the money we have to work with for the free agency and signing guys back and stuff like that, I projected about 40 to 50.
I don't think you're right, but no. Okay.
It's a confusing topic for me, so I'm not really – I'll listen to whatever comes out. But I think we're getting Bond back. Apparently Juergens is looking for an extension that would save us $3.2 million, so that's what I saw online. And then we'll get Becton back, and I think Milton will come back. Sweat might walk, so –
Yeah, I think Sweat's gone. I think someone's going to pay Sweat.
Mm-hmm.
So this is per over the cap. The Eagles have $17 million. Now, maybe they don't have the new cap number in there, but they have $17 million effective cap space per overthecap.com.
I think we get, like, I think it's increasing by 25 or whatever, so whatever cap we have, I don't know. I think we'll have a lot more than we think. And I also love the Petula hire. I mean, he's the guy that knows the system, knows what Jalen likes, and sees Sirianni deal with the personalities of our team. And he's pretty much been the second guy behind Kellen Moore, it seems like, with decision-making, Sirianni's communication. And I think that everything is going to blend well. Jalen doesn't have to learn a new system. So I think that we're going to hit the ground running and just build on top of what we have.
I hope you're right. Okay, I hope you're right. I don't know that. Like you said, he knows what Jalen Hurts likes. Do you think we did what Jalen Hurts likes last year?
I mean, we did win.
No, that's not what I asked you though. Do you think that that primarily during the regular season, from after the bye to the end of the year, do you think we were doing what Jalen Hurts wanted to do? Now, I know I give him credit for doing it and being positive about it, but in his heart of hearts, do you think that that's the way the offense that Jalen Hurts wanted to run?
In his heart of hearts, did he smile at the end? Did he turn the
okay,
ball
over? You're not, see... Here's the thing, man. Here's the thing, okay, is that, like, I am willing to give credit where it's due for Jalen, but I also want to be able for you big fans and backers to have an honest conversation with you. So for the third straight time, I'm just going to ask you, and I love you, do you think I gave him credit for doing it, and I gave him credit for not complaining about it, all of those things. However, in his heart of hearts, do you think that offense from the bye week to the end of the year was the way that Jalen Hurts thinks they should have been running the offense?
I do, because he got to call the blitzes, he got to make audibles, he read the defense, he was able to communicate and pull and make plays with his legs and make throws when he has to.
So why, after the Washington game, did they say they took the straitjacket off of him?
I think that was his kind of humor. I don't think people get it. So I think people try to make a story out of nothing when things are going relatively okay.
Okay.
So.
All right. You got it. I hope you're right. Okay. Mm-hmm. I think Jalen Hurts wanted to throw the ball more. I actually don't think that's a crazy thing to think. I think the same way that AJ wanted the ball thrown to him more and Devontae wanted the ball thrown to him more, all these guys feel like the more that they are involved in the offense from a skill perspective, not just calling out the blitzes and calling out the protections, they think they should be doing those things.
Plus, you know what else? Throwing the ball fewer times puts more pressure on you to complete passes.
The ones that you do throw.
Yes, the ones that you do throw, and AJ/Devontae don't get as many opportunities, right? If you're turning down throws, that's where the frustration starts to set in versus if you've called 35 passing plays. Let's just get that number. 45 passing plays is an enormous amount of passes. 35 really isn't.
And
35
no.
is probably an average amount of passes.
And
with this type of skill, this type of skill set.
You know, as another defensive Jalen, they were instructing him to do that, but who was getting the public pressure? And by the way, some of the team pressure for that is Jalen.
He was, yeah.
It's not Kellen. It's not Nick.
It was him.
It was we can lie to ourselves and tell us and say that what AJ said was not directed at that one time toward Jalen, but it was.
Yeah, sure it was.
It was. That's why Brandon said what he said and all that stuff. So so he caught a lot of heat for AJ not getting the ball more and Devontae not getting
the ball
more.
And like you're saying, in his mind, if he's out of the straight jacket, it gives him more opportunities to make those plays, right?
Yep.
And it takes a little bit of the pressure off of him if he doesn't complete a pass or two here and there, because he knows he's going to get more opportunities. If I know I'm only going to get 20, 22 opportunities to throw the ball versus 30 to 35, it puts more pressure on me to be accurate with the ones that I get.
And to not turn it over.
Because
exactly. If you're throwing it 35 times, they know you're going to throw some
interceptions. You can bounce back from that. Yeah,
it's not the end of the world.
Yeah, so. I agree.
Dre and Phoenix, you're on WIP. What's up, Dre?
What's up, guys? Finally got on, man. Yeah.
What's up, Dre?
Hey, Jack. Not Jack. Sorry. Spike, I got to say, I think this is the perfect year for you to be petty towards Jack. And if he's blocked you, I think you just got to block him right back. What do you think?
I think it gives me more moral high ground if I don't block him.
There you go.
You know?
You want the moral high ground.
I want the moral high ground here. I want to look him in his face, because I'm not going to talk to him about this over text. We are not talking about this until 2 p.m. on Monday, and it's going to be the first thing we talk about. I'm not going to talk about it to him in the meeting. Yep. It is, brother, you are paying the piper on the air 2 o'clock on Monday. So tune in then.
And then the other thing I was going to tell you guys is I was listening to I was on the air with Joe and Hugh, and Cowboy Jim called in and said y'all was babies and said that he said that, oh, I'm first class, that, you know, I should be able to, you know, have my table out. And then he said Spike was like a baby. He kept getting up and using the bathroom. I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, my
Jack, not me.
Not Spike. Yeah, Jack.
I would never do that. Yeah,
that was Jack. He said y'all was acting like, I'm like, come on, dog.
Yeah. Well, you know, at least we got to be in first class, and he's back to being stewardess Jim now.
Oh, yes!
There you go.
Yes. There we go.
He's back to being stewardess Jim.
All right.
Yeah. Bitter, man. He can't swallow the pill. He just don't like it, man. He hates it. And he got to drive y'all around. That's what he hates the most.
Yep.
I think. As far as Kevin, man, I think it's a good hire, because the dude has been on the offensive side of the ball for 16 seasons. And he was under Shane Steichen and Kellen Moore. So I think it's a good hire to keep that harmony that Ike was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Keep that in-house, you know what I'm saying, that feel good. Because when you hire somebody new, you never know what you're going to get with these guys. They got all these standards, and then they come in, and then you're like, oh, come on. I think this has that same feeling that, like, how when we were saying about Bryce Huff and Devin White, we were all excited. Nobody's seen Zach Bond playing to the level that he has played this year. So I think this could probably be the same thing. What y'all think?
I hope so.
Yeah, seriously.
I mean, harmony and good vibes are all good until
it doesn't work.
Yeah, until they score 17 points opening week. So it's just got to work. I understand the personality angle of all of it, and I have a great respect for that. But if in the back of your mind it's not the right move, that's not the right move. So it's just got to work. And by the way, there could be three good offensive coordinators that could have worked for this team. It doesn't have to be the one. It just has to work, you know? So I'm sure there's somebody else who could have done the job well, but it's just got to work if it's Petullo. So I appreciate you calling, Dre.
Yeah, heck yeah. No problem. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Yes, sir.
All right,
Dre. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Mom! Spike is bullying me about blocking him on Twitter.
Jack in Westchester.
Special boy is upset. I can't believe you blocked me.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like I
would not have guessed that.
I'm not, I wasn't that bad.
Now, I am in a group chat with him. Your tweet was sent. He said he thought it would be funny. That's his official statement.
I don't want any statements from him until Monday. I don't want any
statement. No, he did it for it. There's a reason why he did it.
Yeah, he thought it would
be needed
funny.
Some attention. He was off for a couple days.
There's that, too.
Yeah.
Look at me.
Yeah.
Let me see. Ike, Spike, and Buzz.
Yeah.
Ike, Spike, and Buzz. It's the same amount of
syllables.
It's
got the same ring to it.
Yeah. What's next?
Elliot,
After thinking about it more, if I covered the White House for a few years, I think I could be the best president in the history of our great country. Mike in Doylestown.
Well, we already got one person here who's claiming to be a...
Oh, yeah, Joe.
Yeah,
Joe.
He's going to run for president.
His... He is so sure that if you cover something, you can then do it, as long as it's not physical.
Right.
Is insane.
Well, he's definitely proud of himself that he thinks he's figured out the whole salary cap stuff.
He actually hasn't. And
like that's what this really is.
That pod was good and it was informative.
Yeah.
But every couple of minutes he was like, and if that's not right, Howie will just figure it out. Well, that's the hard part, Elliot.
Right.
Not the part that you're reading off of over at thecap.com. That's the hard part. Anyway, what's next?
Spike before the show. Okay, I got it. I'm going to argue that Saquon didn't have the best Philadelphia season of the last 50 years. Yes, this is good. Spike 1 minute later. Mother! Frank in Ardmore.
Close.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you get cool breaking news during the show,
right.
That's actually cool because if anyone ever accuses you of like, dreaming up some take or whatever, you don't have time to do it then.
Nope.
It just gets your initial reaction.
We've had that a couple of times in the afternoon.
Yeah, it's cool when it happens.
Yeah, we got the Bryce news in the
middle
remember
of the
that.
Show. Yep.
Something. Oh, we got the Saquon news in the middle of the show.
You did?
Saquon. Yeah, we got the Saquon signing in the middle of the show.
I produced the day Harden got traded here. It was you and John.
Yeah, I remember that was me and Mark.
So oh, yeah.
Yep, that was, we were on when that happened.
I'll never forget. It was Ben producing when the Bryce...
Yep.
Things. And I'll never forget him like running through the hallways. His little pants.
There's a video of it somewhere deep in the Twitter
belly
archives.
His shirt only came down to like just below his belly button.
And Mark's is dancing on air.
Yeah.
It was great.
What's next?
Could you imagine Broads and Al driving up to Boston for the USA-Canada game tomorrow?
Can't wait to watch all the muckers and grinders battle to the death, man. By the way, Al, can I blast the music?
Oh, no worries.
Jeff and Cherry Hill.
Wow.
Yeah, I can't imagine a Broads and Morgani conversation.
And Al,
yeah.
Two hockey guys. You got to throw Ashlyn in there, too.
Yes.
She's a hockey gal.
Yeah. I'd much rather talk to Ashlyn than Broads.
Than Broads?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Yeah, this is my bit on Monday. Or your show. I don't care that it's your show. I got high and came in into the Jalen show.
On tonight at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, smoked a little of the green, a little of that Kush, a little of that Hershey.
What the hell?
All right, what's next?
Sir, please put that back. A Victoria's Secret sales rep yelling at Yoshi stealing a mannequin.
That was pretty good.
Yes, sir.
Yes, because that's exactly the mannequin he would have.
Yep. So we will talk to you tomorrow. If you want to know what the show is about, listen to the first 4 minutes of the show today.
Yeah, we're going to re-rack that one.
Yeah, well, you don't want to lose a whole good idea unless something else happens, you know. So thank you, Buzz. TK is next. Four full hours of TK?
4 full hours, 6 to 10 p.m. It'll lead you right into Broads.
Oh, wow.
What a night.
Yeah! All right.
I bet you. You know one person who's passed all this happy, happy, joy, joy?
Who?
Eagle
TK.
Stuff? Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
He can't take it.
Yeah, he's going to come out like a firing.
Micro 2.0, some are saying.
There you go.
Yeah.
So that TK's next. We will talk to you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening. It is freezing outside. It's so cold. I hate it. But the thing that I hate more than cold is when my heating bills are through the roof. Because, you know, my friggin' wife has to set the thermostat at like 72, whatever. But the issue is if your windows are old and the cold air comes through them, your energy bills are going to go up. And you haven't done anything about it. You're so busy worrying about the Christmas and then you're worried about the birds. Now you got to take care of your windows and doors. You got to call Guida. Get 40% off every window and door you buy with their big winter sale through the end of February. Their biggest discount of the year. 40% off every expertly installed energy efficient replacement window, which comes with free high-performance low-E glass, 40% off any high-quality door, including insulated entry doors, maybe garage door, maybe storm door. Buy now, pay later. God is going to hook you up with interest-free financing for up to a year. But it's only through the end of February, so don't screw it up. Call 877-GO-GUIDA. Get all the info. Also, schedule a free in-home estimate. Or go to GoGuida.com. That's GoGUIDA.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.